Fine. So we're on Brachot Lamed Hey, as it says on the top of the sheet, Brachot Lamed Hey. So I, again, disclaimer, this will not be an exhaustive shiur because, you know, we only have 2 weeks left, two Thursdays left to the year. So I wanted you to introduce you to this Gemara, but, you know, Mala Asot. That, and I also gave part of this shiur a few years ago, because we did the parallel of Melachot, and therefore I am not going to do it exhaustively again. But since we were talking about Rishim Bar Yochai last time we had a Gadat Hashir, and we talked about his passionate, passionate commitment to Torah and his laser eyes and all that stuff.
Well, his anti-laser eyes.
Well, first laser eyes, then anti-laser eyes, right? Very exciting life. Very exciting. Changing superpowers.
I mean, but he did.
It is the next. It is. It is the next. You know, this is phase five in Marvel. Is the escapades of Rishim Bar Yochai. Look, they. Yes. Someone take me up on it, okay? Someone take me up on it.
Not some. Every Jewish Marvel.
First of all, Marvel is already all made by Jews. It was all a bunch of Jewish teenagers who wrote the entire thing. So, like, come on. Oh, that I don't know, but I meant. What?
Yeah, Marvel will be canonized. Into
that. Oh, clearly. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Okay. If you go to Lamed Hey, did you guys get to Lamed Hey yet?
No, we're not with you, Marvel.
Okay, so look at the last short line, Lamed Hey Amud Bet, okay? What? Amud Bet. Lamed Hey Amud Bet. Tanu Rabbanan, the Asa. No. The Asafta Digon Ergo, you will gather in your grain. Ma Talmud Lomar, what does it teach you? Levishanem, I lo yomosh sefer HaTorah zemipicha. Because it says, this Torah shall not leave your mouth. Yachol dvarim kiktava, and you might have thought that it means literally that you learn all day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night, every single moment. Talmud lomar ve'asafta, they go to echo, but it says you shall gather your grain. Ah, you have to work. How could you learn all day and all night if you have to work? Kasha. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanuk ben minach derek eretz, be normal. Be normal. Right? Balance it normally. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shim Bar Yochai, Omer, Rav Shim Bar Yochai says, what are you talking about? No, Efshar Adam Charish, Bishal Charisha. If someone plows at the time of plowing, Vizareya, Bishat Zriya, and he plants the time of planting, Vizhucha, Bishat Katsira, and he harvests the time of harvesting, Vidash, Bishat Disha, Vizara, Bishat Aruach, Torah Matehayoleo. What will happen to the Torah if people work when you have to work? Ella Bisman She Israel Osin Ritzono Shalmakum. But when the Jews do what God wants you to, Melachta Nasid Al Yidachirim, other people will do your work for you. Shnemar the Amdu Zarim Zonachem the Gomer Ubisman She Ain Israel Osin Ritzono Shalmakum. And when you don't, Makom Melacha, right? You have to do your own work, and it's a curse. This is a curse. You have to work. Shnemar. Let me just get to the end of the Gemara. And other people, you'll have to do other people's work. And then in one of the most wonderful lines, the Gemara says, well, that's very nice in theory. Sounds like a nice lumdish machlokes.
Everybody learns. Nobody
works. No, so then the Gemara says, well, no, the Gemara doesn't ask us a question. The Gemara just says a statement. Amar Abaye. Harbe asu karbi shmael v'altabiyadan. Many people tried Rabbi Shmuel's path to life, and it worked. Kiribi Shimon Bar Yochai Vilo Alta Biada. They tried Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It didn't work.
I like that.
It didn't work. And Amar le Rava le Rabbanan. Therefore, Rava said to the Rabbanan, "Bimatuta minaychu. I request of you, please, people, please. B'yomei Nisan v'yomei Tishrei. In Nisan and Tishrei, which is the time of harvesting and right, or the beginning and the end of harvesting, really." Lo titchazu kamoi. I do not want to see you. Ki hechi lo tradu b'mizaychu kule shaka. Because if you don't work during those 2 months, you'll have to work all year. Go at the key harvest times, right? Key work agriculture times, and you'll be good all year. But if you shove the base medrash, I will yell you down. Get out.
I heard that Rabbanan sometimes is a student.
Ben azmanim, and atoy raminayim.
heard that that rabbanim sometimes means students and not like rabbis. So like.
Yeah, it means the students. No.
So when does it mean students?
It means rabbeisai. You know.
But that means our rabbis.
No, it doesn't. Not when you say it that way. It means ladies and gentlemen, but really gentlemen and gentlemen, yeah. Right?
The ladies were in the
something that's funny thing about what Fulham Five said is that like essentially the parchment for like Bittul Torah would be
more Bittul Torah. Yeah. That's right. Okay. So what I want to do is try to at least get the basic contours of this Gemara down, okay? So before we get into this Gemara and try to understand the Machloket, I want to show you where most people start, which is the fact that there is a seeming stire. There's a seeming contradiction. What's the contradiction? Oh, yeah, I'm overly energetic. I think I'm getting sick, and I'm compensating by whatever.
Oh, no.
So
it's one final heat, bro.
Exactly. Tanya, so the Gemara in Menachot said as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu silek, the Gemara is talking about the lechem haponim. Okay? So, the lechem haponim have to be on the shulchan when?
Always.
Always, very good. Tamid. Now, tamid, there's tzvei dinim in the word tamid. What does tamid mean?
Always. Always or constant.
Constant or?
Regularly.
Consistent, if you want to use alliteration. Constant or consistent. Right?
Like the carbon tamid, it wasn't like...
Exactly, the carbon tamid isn't always, it's every day, morning and night. It's consistent, right? So is it constant or consistent? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says it is consistent. Therefore, if you see like at the Yishana Shacharit, v'si there at the Chadasha Aravit, even if you put the, take the old one off in the morning and put the new one only in the evening, in Bekach Klom, no problem. Elama ani mekayem lefanai tamid. So what does it mean? It has to be there always. Shulayeli and shulchan below lechem. A night can't go by without bread on it. Right? Which sounds like consistency, not constancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, aha! From this we can learn the following. Amar Rabbi Ami, midvarav shor biyosi nilmod, afil lo shana adam ela perek achat shachar to perek achat arvit, kiyem mitzvat lo yemushte for ataraz avipicha. From Yossi we learn that as long as you learn a perek at night, a perek in the morning, you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Bar Yochai. So now Shem Bar Yochai is going to talk. What, based on the Gemara we just saw, would you expect him to say? Well, how much Torah would he expect you to say? You have to do. All the time, always, under all circumstances, don't sleep, don't eat, don't do anything. Just learn. Until you fall asleep, collapse on the floor, we'll pick you up when necessary. I had conferences like this in yeshiva. Right? It was bad. Right? Yeah. I had friends who tried to do constant. It was bad. Like, really constant. I had friends who tried to do Uberman sleep, and it was insane.
What is that, like 2 hours?
2 hours. Half hour every 6 hours, yeah. Or 1 hour every 12. I had friends who tried to do this, and they would literally be walking and just faint. Like, they would just collapse. It was really... bad.
So
yeah. Yes. One of my chavrusas decided that in addition to this, he was also going to donate platelets more regularly than he was supposed to and lie to them. And he fainted like 4 times while doing this. It was really, we weren't smart, okay? We weren't smart. No, not, but more intense, right? Because they filter out your blood to get the platelets. And,
oh.
You know, it's not, you just give a little bit. It's, anyway, not important.
Whoa.
We were crazy. That's the important point here, right? What?
Woo!
I wasn't that, David. I wasn't that crazy. I was not that crazy.
How crazy were you?
I lived on 4 hours of sleep. Different. But you know, but for 4.5 and in order, I would go to sleep at 2:30 and wake up at 7.
Hang on. Is this the same time as your night dinner?
Your
different time
of
your
wedding? No. This
wasn't.
No. This is what I did in Gush.
And you didn't.
Ah, Shana Olive.
And bad.
No, I'm saying you started in Shana Olive.
Yes. I've started my first day of yeshiva. At the beginning, I took a little bit of a nap, and I eventually got to do it without a nap. After like 2 throughouts, yeah. Fun times. Crazy. We were crazy. It was not healthy. That was when I developed my cough, which hasn't gone away since then. Not good. Don't do it. Anyways. But it was crazy. I'm not endorsing it. It was crazy. We were crazy. So that what you would expect him to say. He doesn't. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon ben Yochai, afil lo kara adam ela kriyat shma shachar v'arvit kimim lo yamosh. Ah, I said kriyat shma, you're fine. You said kriyat shma in the morning, kriyat shma at night, you're fine. V'davar za'asur lo amar b'fnam aris. Just don't tell any amaratim. Shh. Don't tell them, because then they won't learn. V'rava amar, and Rava says, one second. The Rava Amar mitzvah l'omra b'fnei am ha'aretz. And Rava said, no, tell them. It'll give them hope. Tell them.
Look how easy it is.
So easy. Sha'al, and then in that context, the Gemara asked the famous question, Sha'al ben Dama ben Achoto shel Rabbi Yishmael, et Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's nephew, ben Dama, asked him, Kagon ani shalamati kol ha'Torah kula, me, who's learned all of the Torah, mal lilmod chachma yivanit, can I now spend some other time learning Greek wisdom? Now this is what you would expect. He said, you have to learn day and night. And therefore he said to him, very good. Seyu badok, here's what I should suggest to you. This is what you want to learn Greek wisdom? Here's when you can do it. Seyu badok sha sheina lo min hayom velo min halayla.
Find time.
It's very easy. The Torah says learn Torah day and night. So just find a time that's not day or night. You're very Lundish. Okay. Now, the problem that everybody has, they look at this Gemara and they say, wait a second. I'm pretty sure I just got whiplash. Because in our Gemara, in Bracha, Rabbi Shmuel says, what's the problem? Just be normal. Work when you need to work. Learn what you need to learn. Don't worry about it. And then in Menachot, he said, day and night, you can only learn Greek wisdom in a time which is not day or night. Rishim Bayochai says, Ma pitom, work? Come on, Litzlan, if you work, you'll never learn. And then in Menachot, he says, oh, but you know, you're Yotze with Kriyat Shema.
Is that for
Talmud Torah, Lo Yamush. Lo Yamush. Okay, good. So let's deal with it. Right, how do you do it? Good. So Zach says, okay, Rabbi Shmuel is easy, right? Why is Rabbi Shmuel easy?
Because Greek wisdom is a negative.
Correct. Right. Zach is in Mappy. This isn't right. It's either Greek wisdom is a negative. Whatever Greek wisdom is, and I'm not going to give that now. Right. We did that when we did this in Benachot. Right, what that meant, because both of the main sugyot are Menachot there and Samachdalid. So maybe it's because Greek wisdom is bad, so he was giving a tongue-in-cheek answer, which was, right, or he was not giving a tongue-in-cheek response to Chachma Yevanit. What was he responding to? You think you know Kol HaTorah Kula? Excuse me! Right? So many people point out, Rabbi Shmuel thinks, listen, going to work and learning and being a good from, you know, learner, whatever they put on these shidduch resumes, there's a nafkamina between them, like which one comes first,
learner,
right?
Runner.
Yeah, I think they're like, I think earner-learner is someone who works but is kovei itim, and a learner-earner is someone who fundamentally learns but has like some way of making parnas on the side. Is that right? Okay. Shlomo agrees with me. I don't know. It's
say that now.
Hey, don't curse him. Come on. Don't curse him. Right, so Rabbi Shmuel says, listen, you want to be a learner, earner, whatever, that's fine. Right, that's fine. But you want to either be a know-it-all, or you want to learn Chachma Yevanit? That's not an excuse. Right? So what about Rishon Bar Yochai?
He said that in order to fulfill the pasuk, you only need to do this, but to actually like be a person, you have to...
Well, very good, right? And many people just say the simplest way to understand Rishon Bar Yochai is there's a difference between technically how you check off the box of your chiyuv of lo yamush, and then there's what you should strive for, right? Technically, he thinks that you're yotzei the mitzvah by learning by saying Kriyat Shema morning and night. But if you asked him, "Am I allowed to deal with that?" The answer is no, you bum, right?
I mean, technically.
Well, no, he says Kriyat Shema night and morning. But if you do that and don't spend all your time learning, so you might have fulfilled your mitzvah Talmud Torah, but I will zap you with my laser eyes.
There's a separate thing of
having to have a Kovias month for Talmud Torah, besides for William, right? There's like a principle in the Torah aside from that.
No, this is the source.
Oh, this is it?
This is the source.
Okay, fine.
This also be for like a...
I mean, there is another sugya you're talking about, Nidaram, but...
Could this also be for like a lower level where the other one is...
Oh, good, so... It could be that it depends on your level. Good, it could be that it depends on your level, right, that an Amma Aretz or a non-Talmud Chacham is allowed to take a lower standard. It could be, right, that some suggest that it's before or after the cave story, right? Because as we saw, right, no, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right, meaning there's a... Right, but there's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai pre-cave where he looks and he sees people working and he literally burns them down. And then there's afterwards where he's like, oh, it's okay. They're getting flowers for Shabbos. All's cool, yeah, right?
So
right. I won't destroy the world because people have flowers for Shabbos. I mean, that's you. We laugh, but that's literally what the Gemara says. I mean, right? I'm not even like exaggerating the Gemara. That's actually what it says. What? Right. Right. No, it actually says like the first time God said, "Go back into your cave. You're destroying my world." And the second time, He says, His son still doesn't. He says, oh, but look, people are picking flowers for Shabbos. Actually, Hadassim. You're right. I'm paraphrasing. It was Hadassim.
Don't worry.
Now I'm not paraphrasing. What? Yes, Yerushalmi is slightly less extreme than that. Yeah. There are no laser eyes.
What? That's so lame. Normally, Yerushalmi has the crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, this one doesn't have laser eyes. I'm sorry. No. Yeah.
There is a Bible.
This will be the different cuts of the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Marvel movie. The one with the special effects and the one without them. Right?
Behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly. The Yerushalmi's the one without it, right? We don't need it. Yes, exactly. We don't need it. There are no laser eyes. He's just...
All practical effects.
Yes, exactly. Much lower budget.
The Bollywood version.
Yeah. Okay. So, Now, what we just said is basically what the Tosfos Rosh says. So if you look at the Tosfos Rosh in number two, Tosfos says it, but Tosfos Rosh is slightly clearer. Two lines from the bottom of it, just to get to, right, on number two, right, the second Tosfos there. Rabbi Shimon Omer Efshar Adam Choresh, he says, Lav Mishum Deshav Rabbi Shimon Dehi Chova. Deha Iu Omer Beperek Shtei Alachem Bemenachot Dafil Lo Kara Ela Kriyat Shma Shacharit Ve Arvit kiyem mitzvot lo yamush sefer haTorah zeh mipicha. Right, he's not saying that's your chiyuv. He acknowledges that the chiyuv is just constant, is consistency, right? Just kriyat shma. He just thinks that you're a terrible human being if you don't learn Torah all day and all night at all terms, even at the expense of Parnassa.
But then according to that, why would he kill people that are not doing what he says?
You're going to be yotzei with the minimum. You could learn and be yotzei with the minimum. Burn.
He's not
burn.
You.
What?
He's not you.
Burn. That's what he said. That's what he did. I don't know what you want for my life. What?
How is Rosh Hashanah not liable for, like,
murder people? It's a very good kasha. Rabbi Bleich wrote an article about this. It's on tradition. You just got to look on their website. It's hysterical. It's framed as a joke.
Oh, no.
He says, I once heard a joke, right, that I think it's a chassid and a litvak were learning the story in Sukkah about when, and chagiga, whatever, I guess the chagiga version, of learning Maisa Merkava, right? And what does the Gemara say there? That after they were learning Maisa Merkava and a bird flew overhead.
Oh, it burned.
And it burned. So the Chassid said, wow, look at the Kedusha. And the Litvak says, I wonder whether he's Chayev Medin and Nezikin. And then he says, and then Rabbi Bleich says, I will be honest, that I've always actually been curious, I've always been sympathetic to the Litvak. Question that he writes an article, an entire article in tradition, about Chiyuvim of things that you do metaphysically. In terms of Nezikin, in terms of Shabbos.
Oh, wait, hang on. There's an actual article about this? There's an actual article about the Halacha of superheroes?
Yes, that's what he said.
That's what I said. Just said.
That's what
I know, but I didn't realize.
You weren't processing. Oh, no, I meant it. He wrote it. No, I wasn't joking. He wrote it. You know, just like right, Lamb has an article about aliens. Very famous article about aliens. What?
Oh, I know, yeah.
The alien article.
What is this article called?
Something, extraterrestrial, something. I don't know. Look it up. It's famous. Yes. It's on tradition.
The one about Ezekiel and metaphysical.
I don't know what it is. It has a very boring title, like Review of Journals of Contemporary, like most, like all the titles, they're called that. And then they're very exciting.
Why do they have the form?
Because he always starts them off with a review of Jewish periodical literature. I don't know. I think this might actually have a different title. Hey, look, right, Bleich, he has a way with titles, right? Where he can make exciting things have boring titles and boring things have, you know. When I had him for one class in Smicha, he gave us a article he wrote called Shuvot Me'achorei Masach HaBarzel, right? Shuvot from behind the Iron Curtain, which sounds really interesting. And the entire article is, when you're writing Gittin, how do you write the name of these Russian rivers in like 25 letters? How do you properly transliterate them? It was like unbelievably boring.
Apparently, in Hebrew, it's
like it's machloket. That's the Hungarian spelling. Anyways, okay. So another possibility, though, guys. So one possibility, guys. One possibility is the Rosh, which is Rabbi Shimon Mordechai said one lahalacha, and one is like aspirational. Yeah. So who says that this is connects to our Gemara last time? That this is a that. The answer lies in the cave. The Marsha. Marsha says the key is in the cave, but he says in order to realize how this is about the cave, you need one more Gemara. Okay? And this is a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf, Mimayim Bet, number 3. Okay? So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Chizki, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Yavashim, Rishim, Rabbi Chai. Kol ha-mitzvot kulan ein adam yotze bahem derech gedilatan. All mitzvot you only fulfill in the direction that they grow. Okay? This Gemara is going to take a turn. Shene emar atzei shittim omedim. No. So this is, what is he talking about? He's talking about the Arvaminim. Lulav and Esrog, the way they grow. Yeah. Right? Face up. Okay? So this Gemara takes a turn. Now, he says this for 3 lines. Yeah? Now look 3 lines in. Got it? The Amar Chizkiah. Amar Birmi Amishim Rishim Bayochai. Yachal Ani Liftoret Kola Ulam Kulo Min Hadin Miyom Shinivreti Ar Ata. I have the power, because of my Skuyot, to exempt the world from punishment for all the sins they have committed since the world was created. That is the natural follow up to hold your Esrog straight up. Those 2 statements are clearly very connected.
Okay.
The Ilmale Eliezer bini imi. I'm sorry. Sorry. I said me. I'm sorry. He said miyom. One second. He said miyom shenivreti yarata. I'm sorry. Since I was born. The Ilmale Eliezer bini imi. But if I have my son with me, then miyom shenivra olam varachshav. Right. Then from the world was created until now. The Ilmale Yotam ben Uziyahu imanu, and if only I had Yotam ben Uziyahu, miyom shenivra haolam yatzofo, I could in advance forgive the world for all sins since it was created until the end of the world. That's all I need. Yes.
Something to think about, does the chuyos of him and his son take effect like retroactively? And if
that's what he just said.
Why wasn't it enough to say the Dalai?
That's what he just said.
If so, why doesn't it have to take it?
I don't know. You can ask Sam Levins on Tuesday. Okay. The 3rd chapter in his book is about how Tshuva tells us that we think about time and whether time exists and whether time can work backwards and you can fix time and all types of very fun metaphysical questions. Okay? Good. Fine. The Amar Chizkiya, and then Chizkiya said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, another statement from Rabbi Yochai, Ra'iti Bnei Aliyah. I have seen those people who go up, who are men of ascension. The Hain Mu'atin. And there are not many of them. And here is my assessment. Im Elef Hain, if there are only 1,000 of them in the world, Ani Ubni Mehen. My son and I are 2 of them. Im Me'ahim, Ani Ubni Mehen. And if there are only 100, we're still in the top 100. Vim Shnayim Hain, and there are only 2, Ani Ubni Hain. That would be me and my son. My son and me, rather. Right, and then the Gemara says, "Umi zutrei kulei higher." They're really so few. But Amarava tamni srei alfei dara ve kamin kuchar brichlo shenamar savishmona eser elef lokadim zaklo hakam irav lokadim zaklo uzakli Dilomasakli. He said, oh, but what about the 18,000? Da, da, da. He says, don't worry. There are those who look in the speculum that shines and those that look through the speculum that does not shine. Okay? That's Elliot Wolfson's translation. The speculum. What? Speculum. It's a speculum. It's a speculum. A lens.
Speculum is a speculum.
Elliot Wolfson calls the book that he writes about this the speculum that shines. Okay? Yes, but he called. But speculum sounds cooler, so I'm gonna go with that. Yes, but Elliot Wilson calls his book that way, so I'm gonna go with speculum the chance. Okay, I like it. I don't know what's
wrong. Calling those speculum. Fun.
That's great.
Hey, I want to buy a speculum.
Okay, so the Marsha says on this the Yesh La'ayin. Now he's back to our Gemara and Brachot number 4. Deheich mitukum haikrav asafta deganecha be'ein. Actually, you know what? No, you know what? Let's start with the Shmuel Yochai since we just did, and then we'll go back to both the Rush and the Marsha on Yishmael. Okay, so halfway through. Got it? Yeah? It's just different paragraphs, right? The first paragraph is the Yishmael. The second one is...
Okay.
Harbe Asu Kiri. Nir Lefarish. Devada Yish Tadikim Gimurim. Dimekayim Amalach Hashem Lachar Asman Asa De'achirim. He said, listen, even according to Yishmael, there are people who are zocha for other people to do their work for them. Ela de mi'atim hema, there just aren't many of them. Right? Meaning he says, first of all, Rabbi Yishmael isn't denying that such people exist. He's just saying that's not a model. Right? How does he know? And now he synthesizes them. He says, how do I know? The Gemara and Sukkah. Ki da'amar rashbi gufei b'perek lulav arava. Re'iti b'nei aliyah v'hem mu'atim im elev v'chulei im shnayim im ani uveni kevan di mu'atim heim kol kach ein l'chal adam lismoch al ze lomar sh'ani ose melacha klal l'fi sh'melachti naset al de'achirim sh'tzadik gamur ani d'shem hu tov ein atzadik gamur. Right? So it goes very simply. He says, listen, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Yochai both agree in principle that what? It could be that someone is righteous enough that the work is done. The difference is that Yishmael doesn't believe that it can be a model. He just thinks that, look, if you are that person, great, but you got to be that person, and there aren't many of them. Right? And Rosh Hashanah Yochai is more hopeful. And that's why it says that many people did what Yishmael did, because they're not perfect tzaddikim, and therefore they have to work. They have to work. Not so much. You know, you can get a good deal and you could work
as a rabbi.
Sure, but that's not what I meant. I mean, you could, like, you know, work only a few hours a day and be a billionaire or whatever. And, you know.
You do boot camp and coding and then...
Do a boot camp and coding. I knew someone who did that. They had a deal with their... They were in programming and they were really good at it. So they had a deal with their company. They would only work the number of hours a week that they needed... for money, and when they decided they had enough money for the week, they stopped working and learned the rest of the week, and they do this every week. Yeah. So we'll do it. And then he says, "V'harbe asu kirashbi," and many people do it like Shmuel Yochai. Lefi sheruba menasirikim gemurim ukefi sheshanino. Yafe Talmud Torah im derech eretz. V'kol Torah sheni mamalacha avalatit shenemar v'mekulim tzadikim v'gomer yavim banim v'avdu zarim v'rotz tzadikim. Right? So he says, but in the future you will. Now, I'm sorry. Right, the Marsha doesn't say explicitly. I was listening to a shir where someone made this point, right? That, what does the Marsha tell us? Right? The Marsha notes that what are they really arguing about? Right, they're not really arguing about. They're not arguing fundamentals. What are they arguing about? How many people actually fit these models? Right, that Rabbi Yishmael thinks the model exists, but it's not so many people. Rosh Hashanah Yochai thinks that
everyone can learn.
Right, but then I was listening to a shiur where someone suggested, well, maybe, right, the difference is if what they're arguing about is the models, right, which is how likely is this to work, right. So then, maybe the way you explain Rosh Hashanah Yochai is, it depends on what stage in his life. There was a stage in his life where he thought everybody could do it. That's the Gemara in Brachot.
When he first came out of the
cave. And then when he, right? Why? And why would you be, why would you say this? Give me a reason to believe what I just said. Because what did the Gemara say? Remember the Gemara? What did the Gemara say at the end of the Gemara in Shabbat? When, while he was healing the, right? When he was healing the world after his son burnt it down, what did he say? Dai l'olam ani va'ata. Don't burn the world down. The world has enough. You and me. Right? So I think I was listening, yeah, I think this was Leah Sarnas here on it, right? And she said, right? I happen to be listening to this series, but happened to be on this Gemara, right? And she said, yeah, that's what it means, right? Is that based on the Marsha, is at some point in his life, meaning the second time around the cave, he came to the conclusion that Dai la'olam ani va'ata. Even if there are only two people, it's me and my son. That's okay.
Have
right?
Have you ever conceptually think that a society would survive if everyone was learning all the time?
You're asking me in 2022 how there are people in this world who think that a society can run if people are learning Torah all the time.
Yes,
are you actually asking me?
Yeah.
You know how, like,
okay, listen. Let me explain this to you, okay? First of all, there's a large percentage of the Israeli population that functions exactly in that assumption, right?
Josh is anti-colonial.
Right? And in an amazing point, I will note, in a shocking passage, in, I think it was in 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, by Yuval Harari, who is, you know, not exactly Haredi, to put it
mildly.
Yeah, put it mildly. But as much as he is, you know, not Haredi, he actually thinks that the Haredi model is essentially the future of the world. Because he says that once AI really takes over the world, we will have no need to work. But what we will need is meaning. And he's like the only society that he knows of that has managed to have less, right, to have meaning that is not built around work on a wide scale are the Haredim. And he actually thinks that the Haredi model, where they manage to build a society that is not built around work, and yet people find meaning, right, is the Haredi community. So
the part that will be able to survive, which
we'll be able to survive. It's called AI.
Yes, but Schoenberg had no idea what AI was.
That's what you think.
He thought miracles. Miracles, AI. God is. It's,
When you're Schoenberg,
I don't understand. So don't call it a miracle. Call it AI. Ma'pitam. What's the problem? What do you know? Maybe he did. How do you know? How do you know?
Have you never read sci-fi?
Have you never read the Acharonim on Shulchan Aruch? Don't you know that they had everything?
Isn't there somebody that says that, like, Shlomo's chariot was mechanized, like a mechanical car?
Sure.
Given the pasuk
about
the
when you're in Acharon,
I would have appreciated the benefits that the community of, like, Jewish learners.
Sure. Okay, so what we've seen, it could be. So far what we've seen is two defenses of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? The steer and Shimon bar Yochai. One is the chiyuv versus the aspiration, right? And the other is, wait, who's that? Okay. And the other one is what? That it's different stages of Rav Shimon bar Yochai's life, right? Pre-cave, post-cave, or cave one, cave two. Or cave one to cave two, right?
Went out of the cave, man. It's too early. I need to go back to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. So what about Rabbi Ishmael?
He also thinks that it's good to learn the entire time, but he didn't think it would work.
Rabbi Ishmael is more practical.
Right, so he's definitely more practical. Now, again, I think the simple shot is that the difference is that he thinks work is legitimate, right?
As long as it's a venue to learn.
Correct. Now, you just have some clarifications that the Tosafot Rosh notes that what the Rabbi Ishmael is saying is that Derech Eretz keva yoter mi talmud Torah. It seems to be saying that it's even more keva than Talmud Torah. Right? And he quotes Avo that Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Alma Derech Eretz Iker. Right? It seems to be that he actually thinks it's Iker. Right? So his first possibility is that Rish Shmuel is actually saying something more radical. Right? Not just that you should work when you need to, but that work can legitimately be primary. Right? At least practically primary, if not axiomatically and ontologically and whatever. The Einir El Arabin Elchanan. Elchanan disagrees. Arabin Hachari Shabbazar and Kevin Lachtan Arai. He says, no, that can't be true because the Gemara criticizes, right, and says that the ideal should not be that way. Okay, right? So he has two possibilities in terms of what Rabbi Shmuel even means. Does it, Rabbi Shmuel, mean that you can work even if that becomes primary, or you can work but not primary? Okay? Do I want to read this part of Marsha? I'll leave it. I'll leave it for now. Okay. I gave you a bunch of summaries of this position just because there is a lot. So I gave you here from the dafyomi.co.il some ha'arot on the Gemara.
Oh.
I just figured to give you the English summary, it'll be quicker. But before we see that, right? So let's summarize what we've seen, right? So we have our Gemara. Our Gemara puts Rabbi Shmuel as saying, right, work when you need to work. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, don't. And then you have the opposite in Menachot, where Rabbi Shmuel is saying, learn day and night, right? And if you can only do Chacham Yevanit when you don't have day and night, the time that's not day and night. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, pasuk. So we said, okay, let's start with Shemar Yochai. How do you deal with it? So the simplest way is to say the chov versus aspiration. Okay? The second is to say, no, this connects to what we saw last week, that it's two stages in his life, as we saw in the two stages in the cave story. Right? Where at the end of his life, he gets to the point where he says, Dai lo olam ani va'ata, right? This is aspirational. Now, this works particularly if you believe, like the Marsha, that what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shemar Yochai are arguing about is not ideals, but models and, right, how many people actually fit into the model, it's an empirical question, right? And it's just that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai changed his empirical, right, changed his data after, you know, God said, go back into your cave, you're destroying the world, right? God said, stop being a kanar, okay? Then what about Rabbi Shmuel? So we said, first of all, you have to clarify what does Rabbi Shmuel mean, right? So does he mean, as we saw in the Rush, two deo, as to whether he means work as primary or he's saying work as secondary, but work, right? And again, according to the Marsha, his shita really comes, right, that his machloket Rishon Rechai is fundamentally empirical, right? They both agree that if you need to work, you should work. The only question is, right?
What's the deal?
Right? And then, why does he get so angry in Menachot? Either because it's Chachma Yevanit, or it's because his nephew is a know-it-all, right? Or something like that, right? Or you just say no, right? It's the opposite extreme, of it, right? Which is that there's a heter to work for Parnassa. Right, being fundamentally, he agrees you have to learn all the time, but Parnassa is a heter, right? But Chacham Yevanit is not a heter, right? So you don't have to say that there's something particularly bad about Chacham Yevanit, but maybe it's not the heter of, right, of Parnassa. Now, as you can tell, the reason this Gemara is so important is because this becomes one of the key, if not the key sugya, to understanding basically how do you balance Talmud Torah, what's the ideal world of Talmud Torah, and again, I'm not I can't go through all the shita because again I did this a few years ago, but I can give you a few others. The Chida asked this question, don't Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, don't they seem to flip Shitot. Right, so he says what we said before, that the way to understand Rabbi Shmuel is a heter of work. Right, that's the Chida. Right, the Chida says, the Stira and Rabbi Shmuel is solved by saying it's a heter to work, not a heter to do anything else. Right? And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is not a Stira either. Um, And he says, maybe there's Svedinim. He gives another answer. And he says, there's two questions. One is, did you finish Lo Yamush? And the other is, did you fulfill your obligation to know Kol HaTorah Kula? And what he's saying in Menachot is, once you know Kol HaTorah Kula, then you can be Yotze, your Chiyuv of Lo Yamush, by learning a little bit day and night. But until that, you have an all-encompassing Chiyuv to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Is it bad that I feel sympathetic to that lehalacha? I mean,
it is bad.
What? No, no, I'm not actually saying that. I'm just sympathetic to it. Yes, it fits on one shelf. It's one shelf.
Everyone besides for you, Rabbi Zirin, is
dead.
Josh, I don't think that you can claim you don't call it Torah Kula.
Not yet, I'm working on it.
One second.
No, you're not getting there, don't worry.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
So other people say, guys, other people say that maybe the machloket is as follows, that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi, this is in the Ateret Moshe, he says that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Reichai agree that you are allowed to, that you're allowed to make money. The only question is whether you're allowed to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim, right? That's really the machloket, right? None of them think you should starve. It's just that Rabbi Shmuel Reichai happens to think that you can rely on miracles, right? Now, again, you might have to combine that with the fact that he thinks, right? Or you say, listen, it depends. If you're at the point where you're keeping Kol HaTorah Kula and therefore you don't have to work, right? Because God is feeding you, right? So then, Memela, you have to learn all day, right? But maybe the Gemara Menachot is talking about when that's not the reality, right? Right, so you have all types of ways of being miyashiv, this stira. The other comment, and again, there are many, many other shita, but as you can tell, this is the primary Gemara to really understand how you balance, right, Talmud Torah and or these two Gemara, Talmud Torah and working. The other point I want to make in this Gemara, so one is that there is sort of an in-between factor that several Mefarshim suggest, which is it's not so binary. And that in order to make to point out that it's not so binary, they're midayik something in Rabbi Shmuel. Because the simple read, as we've been talking about Rabbi Shmuel, is that you don't have to work all the time, you don't have to learn all the time, you can work. But there's a problem, because he has a sort of weird phraseology, and that is, what does he say? What's the language he uses to say that you can work? Hanheg bahem, right? Act in them. There, okay, right? Now, what's bahem? So it's sort of ambiguous. What's the object, right? So you could say in your work, but what's the other possibility? Your Torah. So Nefesh HaChayim says, even Rabbi Shmuel doesn't really argue. They should be learning all day. What he thinks is that you should learn and think about Torah the entire time that you're working, right? And therefore, he narrows the machloket, where the machloket is really, right, that basically Rabbi Shmuel HaChayim thinks you should be, you know, pouring over on the Sefer, while Rabbi Shmuel is saying that, no, you can work, but even he, how you doing? I did not know you were coming. I'll catch up with you as soon as I finish this show, okay? But the Nevi Zachayim says that, right, now this, of course, narrows the line. Now, they found this source that I had never seen in my life, and never heard of in my life, and neither had the next one. I tracked it down because it was cool. In the Mishnat Avot, which is a commentary on Pirkei Avot written by Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda ibn Echnin, a Talmud of the Rambam. Yes, I looked it up and I found it. He says the same thing. that what Rabbi Shmuel says is that even when you are involved in non-Torah, right? So therefore, he narrows the gap. And he says, yes, Rabbi Shmuel says you can work, but you should be learning all day. Right now, right? Some people suggest, you know, for that purpose, memorizing a Masechta or something can always learn. Nowadays, this is so easy, right? And not all your jobs, but many jobs, right? So if you grow up to be, I don't know, a truck driver, right? You can just play Wayu Torah, you know, constantly, right?
Oh.
Is that a problem?
No, I just have to play, and I play it on late.
No, like you can play Wayu Torah or whatever. You could just play Torah the whole time. You could be very serious, Talmidei Chachamim, you know, and you'll be learning all day.
I'm not in a good spot right here. I'm listening to a lot of Lex Friedman podcasts.
What?
I got to change up my...
Just don't listen to something that will make you angry.
Okay, good.
And like, you know, road rage, you know. I had one Rebbe in high school who used to I don't know if he was listening to Shurim or just thinking about the Sugya, and when he would get like angry about something, he said he would just pull over onto the shoulder of the Belt Parkway and pull out his Kovetz and like look at the sources, like, because he would this was not safe. This was not safe.
The English Hashem censored.
I didn't do this. I just copied it for you. And just one second. The Sefer HaFlah, I just want to get this out. And the Sefer HaFlah, and if you want, I have it printed out here also. I didn't give it to you, but I have it also. The Sefer HaFlah and the Sefer HaMikdash, the same person, goes farther. And he, right, and he says that, look, Hashem will make sure that you succeed if you do that. And therefore, when the Nefesh HaChayim says that, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz? It means literally, im derech eretz, right? That you're learning Torah and doing derech eretz at the same time. So obviously, that type of view is going to narrow the gap between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right? It would be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai thinks you should be sitting learning Sfarim, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's okay. You could be working as long as you're listening to Wayu Torah on a constant loop, right? And don't worry, by the time you guys are working, there's such a, you know, there's so many shirim there. I mean, what is it up to today? There are many other websites, but just Wayu Torah. What is it up to? It does. It uploads automatically. It updates automatically. Wow. So I'll tell you what it is today. It is 289,333. What? How many are mine? I'll tell you.
$2,645.
It's less than 1%. What? Yes. Oh, yes. I should make a disclaimer. Don't listen to a shir that's going to distract you while you're doing something that is dangerous. Like, don't do that. So if you're doing like open heart surgery, please don't listen. Yeah, you know.
But Rav, you're you need to learn every second.
Yes, it'll be like you'll be doing it carefully, and then you'll hear a terrible smara. Wow, I mean, right? Yeah, don't do that. No, please.
Why would you just set the driving?
What? Oh. Yeah, I don't think... Don't listen to a shir that's going to make you aggressive while driving. Probably a bad idea. I listen to... I don't know. Look, find the thing that works for you driving. I know people who listen to Daf Yomi. I know people... whatever it is. At Chatai, I don't always listen to... Sorry, I listen to audiobooks. But still, be involved in something, you know. Chachma, I don't know. Sure, do that. Do that. Okay, let's see. Let me do one more point here. Okay, so then I gave you some of these stories, but let's just summarize. Another problem that some of the Mefarshim have here is how does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai possibly say this whole thing? Because, right, the big problem they have in the Gemara is that Va'asafta digonecha, right? According to Shimon Bar Yochai, is when you are cursed. If you're cursed, you will have to work. What's the problem? It's in the context of Kriyat Shema, the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, where it says, if you keep the Torah, right? So everyone asks, I don't understand. How does he turn a bracha into a klalish? The Marsha says that it doesn't say b'chol mo'adeichem, right? Which means that It's people who are serving God, but not to the fullest. And it doesn't mean punishment as much as chatzi punishment. Okay? The Meshech Chachma says it's a difference between people who do mitzvos and learn Torah. That if you do mitzvos but don't learn, you'll have food, but you'll have to work for it. But if you learn Torah, then you won't have to work. And then they give a third possibility here. Right, and they say, well, maybe there are three parts of this section. The first part is a description of the rewards granted to those who observe the mitzvot. The second part is a description of an improper reaction to that reward. And the third part is a description of the punishment that we brought upon one who misused the reward in such a manner. Right, so where's the transition? The description of the reward ends in the middle of verse 14. The words, I will grant you the reins of your land, right? So basically what they suggest is that, right, this is right, Kornfeld, right? That the bracha ends at there will be rain, and vasavta degerecha starts with the curse. That I think is quite a stretch, but I gave you the marsha and the meshech chachma. So again, I know the disclaimer again. Did we cover everything this sugya? No. Did we get at least a taste in the complexity of how you balance Talmud Torah and work, and whether it depends on different types of bitachon, different types of people? It comes up in many places. But I gave you at least a few of the directions of how to deal with these sugyot. But I do want to give time to the guys who are giving chabura tonight. You're giving tonight, right, David? Yeah, so let me stop so you guys have time to give chabura. And we only have one more week. Gewalt.